Welcome home to St. Anne's. We want you to know that you're welcome to join us at 10 a.m. on Sundays. Please be sure to hit subscribe to receive our sermons. We can't wait to meet you.
Oh, so good news. Good news. You don't have to listen to the Bread of Life for a while. We're back to Mark. So let's talk about Mark, because we've been away from Mark for a little while. This is a tough gospel, isn't it? And I'll tell you why it's tough for you and I, because we love rules. Now here's the thing. When you read the Bible, you want to be on the good side, right? We all do. We want to be the good guy. We're like, I'm Jesus. But turns out, usually, we're not. And so I think it's very, very important to really dive into this gospel, understanding that we really side with the Pharisees here. We adore rules. No, hold on. We adore rules for other people. Let me be more specific. I can't stand rules that apply to me. I think they're dumb. Now, rules that impact you all, those are the best rules out there. Best rules out there. And I think we can go to two extremes here. Sometimes we go to the, ooh, Jesus came, throw out Leviticus, throw out the rules, throw out the everything, free for all. Good news, if we say that our Father, when we die, just before we die, we're good. There's like this little loophole. You've all met the loophole people, right? Sometimes we're all the loophole people. And then there are other people who are like, Jesus, follow the rules. We must do all the things. And then we're busy telling all the other people about all the things while we're all here being like, loophole. But let's talk about the Pharisees, because those laws exist. Now, take some time with Leviticus, right? If anyone ever quotes Leviticus to you, encourage them to read the whole book. I'm not here to trash on Leviticus. It's important stuff. And here's the thing about Leviticus. Leviticus is a community trying to live as a community and trying to live in God's way. And so they come up with some rules that they have for living in community. And here's the thing. Leviticus comes from a good place. Because Leviticus's goal... Leviticus's? I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard the possessive term of Leviticus. Let's not worry about it. No one's going to correct you. They're all dead. And their language is dead too. So it's fine. The whole point of all of this is that we care for one another in love. Love, love, love. We are about protecting the community, caring for the community, protecting and caring for the outsider, welcoming the outsider in, and the health and sanctity and love of the community. Now, I don't know, but when more than two people are gathered, we usually have to come up with some pretty basic rules, right? Like, when we live in a community, this is how we do it, right? And so that's what they did. The people came together and they said, okay, when we live in community as a society, we have some basic things that we agree to follow. Now, all these basic things come out of this core belief in the sanctity of you, the sanctity of me, and the sanctity of everybody else, right? That's our core precept. Your humanity, your sacredness, my humanity, my sacredness, we're all in this together. All right, so we come up with some basic rules. Now, here's where things get tricky. Because I already said, we love a good set of rules, right? We love some good rules. And so what can happen is that eventually we forget the very core of why we came to these rules in the first place. These agreements, really. Because it's less about rules and more agreements of how we're going to live together. And they become rules. And they become canonized and codified. And they become their own God. Suddenly, these rules are central to who we are. And everything that we do bows to the rules. You've never met anyone like that, have you? You've never met a church like that, have you? No. You've never met a you like that, have you? And that's what he's talking about with the Pharisees. Not that the rules don't matter. Not that the agreements that we live together in community with don't matter. But that you and I have forgotten why those rules existed in the first place. When the rules become the thing, we lose God. And when we lose God and we lose each other's humanity, we're in deep trouble. And suddenly the rules become our gods. And suddenly the rules are things that we hurt other people with. We use them for control and hurt. So at the very beginning, we have to ask ourselves, what do we believe? As a community, as a society, what do we believe? And how do we craft a world that fits around that? Not vice versa. Not how do we craft ourselves to fit and craft each other to fit around a set of dogma that doesn't really make sense for us in our community, but how do we live together as a group, sharing one another's love and care for each other? That's what's central here. And that's so important because you and I, like I said, we love a good rule. In our society, have you ever noticed that when we go to the Bible, we're really going there to throw stuff at other people? Yeah. The ultimate irony is when people quote my sermons, be like, well, you should be more like that. You're right, I should be more like my sermons. Don't you think that's why I preach them? Ain't nobody ever preached a sermon I didn't need to hear, y'all. I would never preach a sermon I didn't need to hear because that'd be a waste of your time and mine. And God's, frankly. No, the whole point of none of this is to control others. The point of all of it is to give us some things to hang on. To hang that love and that care and that commitment to one another on. That commitment to Christ. How do we do that? Well, sometimes we need some basic ideas. Like, okay, when we're together, we're going to wear a mask. We do not have the mask mandate at St. Anne's because I'm the priest and I came up with a rule for you all. Trust me, that wouldn't be the rule. I have tons of rules to control you all with if I thought that was right. A mask would not be one of them. You ask me sometime what my rules might be. But they'd benefit me a whole lot more than a mask. We do these things. We have these precepts and these dogmas and these paradigms and all these things to protect one another because you and I know that God is God. And everything that God creates, God loves. And the number one way that you and I love God is by loving God's creation. And if we're not loving God's creation, protecting and caring for it, we're not loving God. We might be loving something, but it isn't God. And so when we come to these rules, because I mean, a lot of us are parents, or we all have people that we like to have rules over, right? I don't know if you work with people that you like, they work for you when you have rules, or you've got grandkids. No, if you have grandkids, you don't have rules. I have somebody's grandkids. I know there are no rules. But like your kid, you know, we have groups for whom we have rules, right? And some, if you ever get an argument with your kids and you're like, well, why did you say, because I said so, that is a point at which you need to reflect. If I, as a priest, ever come to you and I say, because I said so, and I'm the priest, that's why, you raise a little flag and go, Meg, might be time for some reflection. Because that's what we do. Because there are rules that are here for our control. Because they make us feel good. They make us feel like we have control over things. And here's the thing. Control is like nailing Jell-O to a tree. If you're trying to do it, it already isn't working. If you're trying to grab control of your life because you feel like it's out of control and you're like, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to put some rules in place. My friends, no rule are going to get your life in order. No rules that you inflict, because that's what we do. We inflict things on other people, right? No rules are going to help me get control of my kid who's out of control. No rules are going to help my spouse and I figure out the very core of what's wrong. Because what's wrong is the relationship. What's wrong is that we've lost the humanity of each other. What's wrong is that we left God somewhere way back there. When we picked up the rules, we left God behind. The rules aren't about the rules. You don't stop at the stop sign because you're worried that an officer might see you run through it. You stop at the stop sign because you know that every other human out there has a turn too. And you stop because if a kid runs by, their life is sacred. And it's more important and more sacred than what you're in a hurry to get to. And more important, more sacred than your turn. That is why we follow the rules. But when we get pharisaic about it, because that's what he's bothered by. He's not bothered by the rules. He's bothered that they come in here and use these rules as a weapon against his disciples. You notice that's what they're doing. They're not doing it because they have a problem with the rules. They're coming in and saying, you're not legit because you're not following these rules that we have. That's not the point. The point of scripture, the point of the rules and everything is to turn and reflect. Am I doing this? Am I following these things? Am I honoring the love, dignity, and humanity of others? And if I'm not, what do I do with that? And how do I bring it back together? And I promise you, no set of rules, no set of rules will bring God back to you. No set of rules will bring a relationship back to you. They just won't. Because the rules aren't the problem. The rules aren't the problem. You and I and how we see one another is the problem. How we see ourselves is the problem. And so I ask you, drop the rules for the other people. You don't need them. Start from a place of love, dignity, and care. And when you start with a place of relationship, they won't be rules. They'll be tenets by which we live. Let me promise you, there are no rules at St. Anne's. There aren't. But there are agreements that we have. In fact, I heard one of the kids run, you can't get it wrong. That's right, you can't get it wrong. You can't get it wrong. As long as we all come from a place of love, dignity, and care, as long as we come from a place of how do I recognize the God in you? And how do I bring out the God in me so that you can't miss it? When you gaze upon our relationship, when you gaze upon what I'm doing in this world, do you see God? Do you feel God? Is God being made known in the world because of how you and I live together? And when we do that, there will naturally be things that happen. We will wear masks because we know that it doesn't matter whether or not I'm vaccinated and I won't die. I am vaccinated. I'm not going to die. But I could spread it. And I don't know where you are on all that. And frankly, it doesn't matter. I don't need to know. When we live together as a community, we come up with basic policies that we live by. They are not rules. If you feel yourself clinging to rules and inflicting rules on other people, unclench your fists, let go, because you ain't nailing that jello to that tree. Step back, take a deep breath. My gosh, I got to do this all the time with my kids. Don't think I don't. My own children at home and my kids at school. Because what's the first thing you do when you go into classroom? I'm going to have procedures and I'm going to have rules. And these kids, they're gonna respect me and they're going to obey me. Don't put yourself there. Don't put them there because it's going to be ugly. Let me tell you that real fast. I've been there, done that. Take a deep breath. What is scaring you? Because that's where this is coming from. Our need for control is coming from a place of fear. Because the world's scary out there, isn't it? Can we say that? Can we say, I'm scared? I'm confused? I'm tired? I don't know what to do? I'm lost? Or do we inflict something on somebody else? Because that makes us feel like I've got control now. I can handle this. Take a step back. Take a deep breath. Reflect. It's okay. God is there. We're here. God is not out there with the rules that you're inflicting on other people, on yourself. It's okay. We got this. And when it doesn't feel like I got this, we got this.
We want you to know that you're welcome to join us at 10 a.m. on Sundays. Please be sure to hit subscribe to receive our sermons. We can't wait to meet you.